Had it before.
Yeah, but around the corner.
That's pretty good. You just picked that up and did it. Have you done it before in the melodica?
On that? No. Yeah. But it's like the themes, the melodies are easy to pick out if they're one note. And I also have been humming that melody over and over again for years because
that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
Podcast. Yeah.
Has that been the theme song since the beginning?
Yeah, since the beginning.
Would you be insulted if I said I never listened to the first three episodes?
No, that's fine. I couldn't.
It's my own podcast.
I remember.
I've listened to him.
I remember asking you to the podcast and then showing, making you listen to some of the first episode on the subway.
Oh,
and the whole time being like, I mean, he's gonna fucking hate it. He's not gonna want to do this.
Why would you think? No, your intuition from the get go was right. You asked me the first couple times, and I felt like a boy being asked by a way hotter girl.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What if we just had sex as a goof right now?
We are on a bed. Do you want to tell everybody where we are?
We are at Carmen's,
Carmen's house.
We're at Carmen's dump. I meant for that to come out a lot better than it did.
What?
You know what? I don't know what I was thinking where it would have come out better. But
what? Oh, it's okay. I mean, as we've tread regularly on the podcast before, I love Carmen more than anything. She is a class A hoarder.
Yeah.
It has increased.
There is a lot of your stuff here.
And that is true. I'm not helping her out, but
you piece of shit.
The majority of it is that, and it's not even that. It's just easy for it to get messy because Carmen has so much stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of a thing. Well, you said that she was like in this apartment, but in another smaller room before,
mm-hmm.
and it's like kind of a thing where you move into a bigger space. You're like, I'm gonna take up this space. I'm gonna find some stuff.
Oh, I mean, she didn't have to go far, man. She had a lot of it. I'll say that.
What an easy move. Hey, we can talk about this. We didn't even write it down. You're moving.
Oh, yeah. I moved into.
We just moved you. We moved two.
Yeah, two bins, really.
Two bins, yeah.
Most of my stuff, all the big stuff, will be moved in October.
Yeah.
I skipped out on my lease in beautiful Astoria, Queens.
Was
found,
a good spot.
Found a subletter, and then I moved. So now I'm only a 15-minute walk. Carmen's in Bushwick. Brooklyn, I'm in Ridgewood, Queens. Got to stay Queens, baby.
Yeah, Queens get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Queensbridge
murderers.
Yeah, so you and I moved a couple bins of stuff over to my new apartment with the very funny Brian Bahi.
Yeah.
You can check him out on the Ufology podcast.
Living with Brian.
Oh, I love Brian so much.
You guys should dye your hair together.
You think so?
Because he just dyed his.
Well, Brian also has a very funny
bit about
burning his scalp when he bleached his. And if it weren't for that, I'd be like, for sure.
100%.
You know, I did. Oh, man.
Have you bleached your hair before?
I think we might have talked about this on the pod before. But yeah, in sixth grade, I went to, because I would always go with my mom to her hair salon where she got her haircut.
Yeah.
And they would just cut my hair. And then in sixth grade, they talked about piercing my ear. And I was like, yeah, I'll get my ear pierced. And they were like, we could also bleach your hair blonde. That's really cool nowadays. And I was like, yeah. And
do
so
both.
I went to sixth grade. Gone one day, back the next with bleach blonde hair and an earring, and I was.
Oh, you did get both.
Oh yeah, and
oh,
I was the fucking tits for about a week in sixth grade. I was just every girl.
People thought you were cool.
Yeah, every girl wanted to talk to me. I mean, it's before you really made out. Anything, but
you necking.
Ugh, they all wanted to.
So you showed up. You were the cock of the walk.
Ugh, I was just a fucking bad.
Oh, the bee's knees.
Yeah.
That's so.
But when I look back at pictures of myself back then, I'm like, this is so wretchedly embarrassing.
Who would have thought that hairstyle would have come back? I mean, fashion is cyclical, I guess.
Yeah,
so
it really
back
is making
hard
a comeback right
now. Yeah.
But it's so cyclical, right? Because if we think about, like, what is the style now? It's like slim, tight jeans, a lot of patterns from
70s.
The 80s.
Yeah, 70s, 80s.
Yeah. A lot of this, like, black neon coloring.
Yeah.
Shirts that are, like, obviously ugly, but just so eye-catching that you're like, fuck yeah.
That's dope. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God, I hate how much of a sheep I am.
You
give me some good color blocking and bright colors, mm-hmm. I'm in, baby. Because it's my color blindness.
We haven't talked about this enough on the podcast. You are very fashionable. You have an eye for clothes, and you put together outfits well.
Is that...
That is,
first
I'm not,
of all, thank you. Second of all, I don't believe that at all.
I am not blowing smoke up your ass. I have always noticed that about you from the very first time we met. And ever say, and even you were saying the other night, you had on like a shirt and a pants combo. You got a compliment from Rufat and from a Brucey. Two very stylish
guys.
Yeah,
two very, yeah.
That's another thing about, you know what? Maybe I'll try to up my fashion game because now I'm living with Brian. And Brian is very fashionable.
I was going
to
say, like, if you're complimenting me, but Brian Bahi is a very fashionable, low-key.
Yeah. That's the perfect way to describe it. It's very low-key, but every time Brian shows up someplace, he's very well
put together.
It's not
extravagant, but man, is it good. It's good. Yeah.
I'm a fan because it's not, but see, this is my hesitation every time is when I start to try to go that route of like, having like a more defined look. I have a new pair of shoes today that I've been walking around
and
just looking
down
and like
all day about.
I mean,
shoes.
Who am I? I'm a fraud, and that's what I feel like when I try to dress a new, even a slightly different way. I'm like,
You've been saying this over and over. So you just got a pair of, for lack of a better word, you got a pair of Adidas trainers. Is all you got? You got straight up sneakers. They look great. They look really good.
I love them.
Poppin' red color. Mm-hmm. Solid white sole, they look good. And you've just been like beating yourself up all night. You use the quote, the word, and I quote, I feel like people are going to see me as a fraud.
Yeah, absolutely.
From what are you?
They fit so slim, and I actually have a pretty wide, I mean, it's not giantly wide, but it's a pretty wide foot. Yeah, you know, so I don't know what I'm gonna, but those are the shoes I'm taking with me on tour, so I better get
just
used
one
to
pair
it.
Of shoes.
Just the one, but yeah, because when I pack, if we're flying,
yeah,
I pack now, and I kind of lean this way anyway, but especially when I started traveling with Carmen, she's like, yeah, why do you need more than a backpack? And it actually makes me feel better, just having one bag to travel with.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, we got a plug.
Oh, we got way too far into it.
We got a lot to plug.
Yeah, also, we'll get to that in a second. But anyways, plug-in. What do we want to talk about?
Well, you are.
Oh, yeah. I do have a date to plug.
No, I mean, thanks for listening to the pod. Guys, we are up your button around the corner.
Up your button around the corner. Oh.
Normal plugs.
I forgot the way. Yeah, we're up your button around the corner. We're at all social media on @upyourbuttpod.
Uh-huh.
And you can reach us at Gmail, upyourbuttpod@gmail.com.
Hit us up.
Please hit us up, guys. We love your questions, your comments, your concerns. Hit us with your inane arguments that you don't like. What's the bullshit on your mind? Do you have a bone to pick with us? We love it.
Stand up and turn around and look at your poop sometimes?
Oh, that's, we talked about that.
We just identified before we started talking. We've identified that our area of expertise for podcasting is the same area of expertise that Jim Gaffigan has chosen to talk about on stage.
Yeah.
And it is the mundane. Yeah.
Or. We go gross as well. We do go very
blue.
Go
a little bit gross, yeah. We're not. We don't need to be. Yeah. We don't need to be.
Jim
TV
Gaffigan,
clean.
As far as I know, hasn't done a bit about tasting his own cum.
Yeah.
But like the mundane. So hit us up with those concerns.
Could you imagine if Jim Gaffigan did do a joke about?
Yeah.
What voice would he
would
give?
Like put his tongue and then he'd be like, "What's this fella doing? I don't like that
he
at
tastes
all."
The cum and it's just like, "Oh, pocket."
Oh, man.
Hot cock it. Oh, God.
That's in the...
And you are at Really
Sam
Evans?
I'm at Really
Sam
Evans.
You're slacking.
I am slacking.
You're slacking.
I'm sorry.
And I am, as always, the problematically
handled. At Judy. Yeah, why don't you do the plugs?
Yeah, I don't know. You know why I don't do it? Because I don't know if I can get problematically handled out as cleanly as you do every week in and week out, baby, since the beginning. What are we on, 27, 28?
This is 27, bad boy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't die forever 27.
Forever 12. Oh, 27 Club.
Yeah.
You could die. You know what I feel bad about is that along with plugging the actual pod, we do have to plug dates, and I didn't have it pulled up, but I'm about to, if you will just fill the dead air for a second with something interesting.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about tour dates, right?
Tour dates. I
got
you,
baby. Friday.
The 17th. We are where?
This Friday. It's
this Friday.
2 days. It's coming out Wednesday, right?
It's coming out Wednesday. If 2 days from today, Wednesday, August 17th,
9:30 we'll be at Vizart Video in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's on Eastway Drive. If you're listening, you're in the area. Come
please
see
come.
Us.
Please come.
We're
it's gonna
so
be such
stoked.
A fun show. Yeah. We're very excited. Come. We're gonna have drinks available for a suggested donation.
Wink. But we're kicking off the City Bumpkins comedy tour.
Next night, Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be at least at the 1 a.m. secret show for at Smith's Old Tavern. Probably more to come. We're working on that right now.
Sunday, we're going to be in Asheville at Fairview Tavern, I believe.
I think so.
Hillary Bagley. She runs a great show at Fairview Tavern. We'll be closing that out in Asheville, North Carolina. I think it's like 8 or 9, somewhere in there.
Love that. Next night.
Next night.
Monday. The 20th. Back in Atlanta.
Boom.
Guess where? At Sweetwater Brewery.
I'm so excited for this show.
This is supposed to be a very fun show. It's one of the best in Atlanta I've heard.
It's top Atlanta
very funny
shows.
Joe Pettis puts that on. He's graciously having us on the show.
Yeah.
That's great. Next night, 21st, Tuesday, we are at the Charlotte Comedy Zone.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
City Bumpkins, Charlotte Comedy. Please
Spotlight,
come
it's on. It, that show is actually on. You can go ahead and buy tickets. It's on the Comedy Zone website. I think it's called Spotlight. They just, like, the whole thing is they spotlight. Yeah, it's kind of, not an amateur show, but it's more of a showcase.
Young up and comers. Please come.
We're doing a little bit more time on that show than the others.
Debbie Millwater
books that. Lovely. An angel.
Love it. 22nd. Wednesday, we are going to be at JJ's Bohemia.
Yes.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga. Ryan Darling, thank you.
23rd, Thursday, we are going to be in Raleigh. At
Neptune's Parlor. Show's called Boat Jail. By a very, very funny Sam Mazzani.
I love that as a name for a show. That's
Boat
great.
Jail, yeah.
Boat Jail.
Don't they call that the Brig?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? Brig? What's a better name, Boat Jail or Brig?
Boat Jail is actually funnier.
Well,
but I think
that's
maybe
why
that's
Boat Jail.
The funny, yeah.
Good thing I didn't name it.
Maybe it sounds like the person probably has a bit about that.
Boat Jail.
Yeah, it's the Brig. Why don't you just call it the Boat Jail? I bet this guy has.
Sam's very funny. I'm excited to be on the show. He's a really good dude.
Okay, and then two nights we're going to be split up.
Yes, Friday.
Friday. Yeah, just Friday. You're going to be at Huntsville.
Epic Comedy Hour,
run by the very funny Scott Easton. Great show.
Yeah. One of the best in the South, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the best independent shows in the country.
Oh, my God. That's what I hear. That's great.
It's
so
phenomenal.
Great,
I mean, they'll pack it out. They just did this August was their fourth or fifth anniversary, and they did three nights of like 300-plus people. It's insane.
Okay.
And then, so Friday night, we are splitting up. Thursday, we're staying with my buddy Spencer Bland, former guest, friend of the pod.
Spencer Bland, love Spencer.
And you're going to Cincinnati, Cincy Brew, haha.
I am going. I'm going to fly. I'll be there Friday and Saturday for Cincy Brew, haha. If you're around Cincinnati, I know you are. If you listen to this, it's likely that you are either
North Carolina
booked on. Yeah. You're either booked on the Cincinnati Brouhaha, or you're going because all your friends are booked on it. So we'll see you there. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. You are going to be there Saturday.
Yes, I need to thank him because he put me on Sweet Spot.
It's a very good spot, and it'll give you plenty of time to get there because you are going to be doing a fair amount of travel to get back.
Yeah, that's going
to
be brutal, but I should be there early. I mean, it's like a two-hour flight.
I'm so excited for you to be the most hungover on Sunday. Can I tell you that?
Oh, is it going to be?
The Brouhaha is very fun, but it's like this thing. It's an outdoor beer tasting / comedy festival.
Yeah.
So it's not ideal for comedy, and sometimes the sets are great, but it's more about how weird it gets and how fucked up you get afterwards. I can tell you this. This is one of my favorite stories. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago. For Brouhaha, me and Alex Stone, friend of the pod, we just went to an after party, just a local Cincinnati bar. And for some reason, we just decided to, whenever we locked eyes and stared at each other, we would start drinking and match each other drink for drink. And here's what we were drinking. He was drinking gin and tonics. I was drinking Jameson on the rocks.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
We both threw up multiple times. I didn't throw up until I laid down to sleep, and I stood up. Next to our friend of the pod, Sally Brooks, who she was sleeping on the floor next to the couch that I was on.
Yeah.
And I stood up and just vomited all down myself and all over the rug the brand new, beautiful, cream white shag rug that Alex's wonderful girlfriend, Maura, had just recently purchased. We went out the next morning.
Oh, my God.
I showered, obviously. We went to Skyline Chili. And then I remember passing out, waking up to Alex scrubbing my vomit out of his girlfriend's rug. And I just remember, this is not the exact word, but I just said something along the lines of, hey, I know that it's not easy to be my friend. And I am so sorry. And then I just rolled back and passed out again. And that has haunted me ever since. More,
how
I'm sorry about
that?
Your...
That wasn't last year.
No, that was probably a good 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. Now. She still has the rug, though, I think. Maybe she got it.
Can I tell you, as somebody struggling with the weight of an impending alcohol problem, I am so excited for this. Also, you just reminded me, you said throw up. I've got to tell you about Friday and my Saturday morning. I threw up Saturday morning. I got up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, now this was, you were like sick, right? Or were you... Did you get a little drunk?
Did
you get a little drunk?
Can I tell you that I think it was none of the above. I think I literally ate too much.
That's right. Didn't you go to some party or some dinner?
We went to an engagement party at this place called Carmine's. Great restaurant. They had, like, there's a couple.
Is that around Times Square?
There is one around Times Square.
Okay.
There's a couple. We went to one.
I know a comic that used to work at one of them.
We went to the one on the Upper West Side.
Okay.
It was like 89th Street.
It's like
Broadway,
family style Italian.
It is family style Italian. There were like 11 or 12 of us. We spent, it was like $1,000.
Really?
It was like $990. Also, this dude pulled a fucking baller move, paid for the whole meal, and
really?
Then we Venmo'd him. And I was like, everybody was like, kind of like, I can't believe you did that. And then somebody was like, I there's no way I could have done that on my card. And then I was like, dude, I've got 3 cards in my wallet right now. I couldn't done that with all 3 cards combined right now. And so, but I think that I literally ate.
I could so see you saying that, like trying to out, like, no, I'm a broke piece of shit. People. That is a pretty baller move.
It
I
was
could
a baller
never
move.
Do it.
And then his girlfriend was like, let's not kid ourselves. The dude wants the miles. And then I was like, that is the most adult statement you
yeah,
can tell me.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. To throw money around to get the massive incentive
yeah.
back. Who would think of that?
You get
me?
Incentive?
Never.
I'm at a level of broke where I can assure you that when I'm spending money, I'm not getting rewards for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know?
When somebody does that for the miles, I'm like, oh, this guy's a president of a bank. He knows what's up. You know, like that's.
This guy must have hundreds of dollars. Yeah. So yeah, it's a family style Italian restaurant. It was so fucking good. I didn't realize it the night before or a couple nights before Melissa was telling me about it. It's like one of her best friends is getting married and this is an engagement party. They just moved back from Denver a couple months ago. So this is like their first time really celebrating it with friends.
Okay.
And so we went to Carmine's and then it was so much fun. It's just like the most Italian experience.
Uh-huh.
The guy comes over. You already can't understand him. It's so loud in this place. It
He's
is
like, you wanted this? Or something like that. Yeah.
It is that. You're like, I don't know if you're Italian or Hispanic, but either way, I can't understand you, which seems racist. But and it's just that they've done such a good job. It's a giant. It's the type of place that I'm sure somebody imagined that Frank Sinatra used to eat in, but never actually saw him eat in a place like this.
Sure.
And so are you about to start playing?
What?
You're just getting it ready.
No, I just thought that it'd be funny if at any point during the story
you
I punctuated it
melodica.
With. Yeah.
So I just ate so much that like physically I had to take my shirt off. Like I had to button up. I had to take it off that night. And then it was a trouble getting back. I was like physically uncomfortable in the car on the way home.
Wait, you had to take the button off shirt at the restaurant?
I had a button up shirt on over an undershirt.
Yeah.
And I had to take off the button up shirt because it was too tight. And then,
at the restaurant?
At the restaurant, yeah. Melissa was cold, so that was a convenient. I gave it to her. But and then in the ride home.
You're glossing over the best part of the story. You ate your way out of a shirt, and your girlfriend was like, I'm cold. And you're like, oh, I'll give you you probably need this shirt. You need it. It's not that it is slowly strangling me because of how much I've eaten. How are you not doing a bit about that? That is so funny.
I don't know.
That is funny. If you don't do a bit about that, I'll kill you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but just fast forward to 6 a.m. I wake up in a sweat. It's like a hot sweat.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't feel well. And I know that we had several bottles of wine, but like amongst like 10 or 12 people, you know, it's like not.
That's a lot. That's maybe the worst way to, because like, you know, if you drink too much, obviously like, you know, you can like throw up in your sleep. You got to be careful with that. But like when you get sick from food, you don't wake up throwing up. You just wake up like sweating.
Yeah.
It's like the worst. And it is like you almost immediately know, you're like, fuck me. I'm going to puke soon.
And it's like it's an inconvenience more than anything.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, I don't mind throwing up.
Yeah.
I felt it. I was like, I got enough in here. This isn't going to hurt coming up. You know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be a bile throw up.
No.
But I'm just like, I got to get up. And so then I tried to do that.
Yeah.
I tried to like lay down. I'm like, I'm going to fight this off. I'll be okay. Uh-huh. And then it was just not okay. And I went and I tried to throw up, then went back and laid down.
Sure.
And it always works like that. Yep.
Never
works the first time. You're like,
you don't
want to commit to the bit.
You get over the toilet. You're like hunched over and you're like, well, I guess it's just not happening.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. So I went back and laid down, kept grumbling.
Uh-huh.
And then I went back and just did. I'm like, I have a really bad gag reflex. So I even need to, I don't need to stick my finger down my throat. I just put my hand on my throat.
And you're like,
and imagine a turtleneck, and that's all I do.
Oh, that's enough. Oh, you can't wear a turtleneck.
I can't. I don't.
I mean, I don't prefer.
Yeah, I don't know who's one to wear turtlenecks, but yeah, I just got my hand on my throat, and then I did the first one, got a good gag and a dry heave, and then oh man, it came out hard. I threw up so much.
Ugh. What a journey you went on.
I know. I lay down. I haven't slept so well.
Let me ask you this. Could you tell what you had eaten?
Oh, yeah. Really? I was like, there's that vodka penne pasta. The greens. I can't.
Sorry, this is probably the worst part for people to listen to right now.
It was so fucking good, though, the food. The first time it went in. It was so much fun.
Well, I guess we really found out what was.
Not far off from the music playing in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of accordion sound.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about... Oh, I forgot I had another plug.
Fuck. Hit us. What is it?
Fuck. I'm going to be headlining my home club.
What?
My home comedy club. Go Bananas Comedy in Cincinnati. Oh, you want to play?
Yeah, let me try.
Okay, yeah. Go Bananas Comedy Club, Cincinnati, Ohio. The place that I started. It's maybe my favorite room. Oh. It's maybe my favorite room to do comedy in of all time. And I'm going to be headlining that September 6th. Oh, look at Jordan. September.
That's all I got.
I was really impressed. September 6th through the 9th, Thursday through Sunday. Come on out. Check out the show. I like the stand-up I'm doing right now. I'm excited to run my first headline set all through the weekend.
That's so cool. You're headlining, man.
Yeah. Also, friend of the pod, Andrew Rudick, is going to be hosting. And
yeah.
I'm hoping to bring a friend of mine featured. We'll see what they say. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Who are you thinking?
I can't tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it was going to be you, but you got to work.
I can come.
Don't do this because you just are taking off a week of work now. And you're going to have to at least miss one day, probably 2 days.
Yeah, it'd have to be Thursday, Friday, right?
Or Friday, Monday, maybe, because there's a Sunday night show. So you would either have to get a red eye out or a ass
fuck.
It's
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah. One show Thursday, two Friday and Saturday, one show Sunday. It's a pretty full week.
Damn it.
So, don't worry.
I'm going to come out. You said I can get guest spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sure thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I tell you, I have been waiting for this moment.
What?
To ride your coattails.
To ride my coattails?
This is what I've been waiting for.
Guest spot is riding my coattails?
I'll take any scraps you got, baby. This is fun.
I'm headlining Go Bananas. Please come out. I would love to see you. If you're in the Cincinnati area and you like my comedy, come, because I'm excited. Yeah.
This is your first headlining spot, like, for real, for real?
Yeah, I've done headlining sets before, but, yeah, this is, like, my first weekend as a headliner. Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, because I definitely, you know, it's like that thing where you have the time, but you're not used to, like, doing the slot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I'm excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, because people are going to be there to see you.
I know. I'm the ticket.
You're the ticket.
Ticket or click it.
That's so cool. How big is that club? How many people does it seat?
Oh, you could, I think you're looking at about 250 if it's jam-packed. If you had a headliner like Doug Stanhope or Doug Benson, they would jam in. I mean, it was way beyond fire.
Like
275 or something like that. You just fucking jam people in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's such a good, if you don't know, it is one of the best comedy clubs. The reason, is, and a lot of people don't realize this about stand-up, is like rooms that are tiny in terms of like a low ceiling, and the chairs are like fucking right up on the stage, like you're fucking there's something about cramming people into a small space. It works so well for comedy. It's just the physics of it
really
and it's great. So
is this this place with the low ceiling and stuff?
It's low ceilings, and it's a kind of a 180. Like the stage juts out about 5 feet into the audience, and the chairs are like kind of 180 to the walls, just an arc around.
It sounds exactly like the Charlotte Comedy Zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's great. How tall is the stage at the Charlotte Comedy Zone?
It is. That's a good question.
Because the stage at Bananas is like maybe 6 feet off the ground. It's not a big stage. It's just high enough.
6 feet is a lot.
Or 6 inches.
Oh, 6 inches. I think it's lower than the tabletops.
Okay.
So it's probably maybe a foot. I would say like 12 to 18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's really similar because it's like, it's not a super low ceiling, but it's like, it is in a basement. It's like a dark, like underneath a bar type deal.
Yeah.
But it seats 350.
Okay.
375.
Yeah.
So, but it's in a, like a semicircle arc type thing.
I like that way more.
It was my most prized credit that I had, but I can't use it that much anymore. But when I opened for TJ Miller, problematic.
Why can't you use it anymore?
Oh, because allegedly, and it wasn't even, I just defend him so hard. I think the club seats fire 400.
Yeah.
They crammed like 425 or 430 in there. It was standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
To date, it's the best show I've ever done.
Oh, really?
It was incredible. Yeah. I can't even.
Very exciting.
Yeah. He's a luminary of our time. I'm sorry.
That's what we need, Jordan. Just a little bit of controversy.
Did we plug everything?
Huh?
We plugged everything.
We plugged everything. Haphazardly, and I could have done better.
We did plugs, and we did tour dates to plug.
Tour dates. What were we talking about before?
What about your Week of the Creek? You got a date for that as well?
Oh, yeah, I do. Fuck me in my goddamn ass.
Man, this has been a good second half of comedy year for you.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. Actually, it's coming together pretty nicely. I also got some other exciting news. Nothing to the moon and back, but exciting stuff. September 19th, September 20th, and September 21st. That's
annoying.
At 7 o'clock, September 19th through the 21st, 7 o'clock. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be doing a week at the Creek.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not the full week.
Not the full week.
Okay.
Just a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And also, similarly, going to be running probably a 45-minute set at least one of those days. Jordan's going to be opening for me.
Hell yeah!
So that's exciting. And it's going to be great.
I love it.
Come on out.
That's great.
Yeah.
Big things. Casey was right. This is your year, man.
It's not.
You're going to get on TV?
Nah.
You're going to get on TV?
Nah.
Now, I do want to say fiscal year, okay? Not calendar year, all right? We started in Q2. I think he said that in Q2 or Q3. So, Q2 of next year, which is halfway through.
So, June of next year.
Yeah, yeah. Until.
Okay.
So, June to June. That's the year he's talking about.
That's a little more optimistic.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good.
Give me a little more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank God I had more time.
Glad we figured that out.
Yeah. What else? What were we talking about before we had to get business out of the way? We're on a really good kick.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Gross. Oh, you puked.
I puked. Before that, though, I thought we were talking about something good.
I can't even remember.
You exclaimed. You're like, oh, I've got something, and then let off.
I can't remember.
And I almost told you, I was like, no, go for it, because you're going to forget it.
Yeah, I forgot.
I can't remember.
Fuck me.
I've got Spanish question mark, hell question mark.
Spanish hell?
No, Spanish question mark, hell. So the upside down question mark. Before, so I've just got hell question mark, but I put the...
Oh, I get it.
I put the upside down question mark in front of it.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe in hell? This is like kind of a continuation of last week's religious discussion.
Talking about...
Yeah.
Creationism and stuff like that. Yeah.
We both... I didn't realize during last week's... I knew I grew up religious. I feel so bad. I didn't realize that you had such a religious upbringing as well.
Why do you feel bad about that?
Because you're my good friend. I feel like I should have known that.
I don't really talk about it, though.
Yeah, you don't. What's the deal there? Did you get molested?
No. You know what happened that really took me out of it? And I did not get molested. Nobody I know got molested. It kind of sound. I got serious for a second. Kind of sounded like that's where I was going. And I didn't mean to dupe our audience.
What if that's how you talked about it? You were like, kind of took me out of it. I got molested. Like, it's less about the molestation. More like, yeah, and after that, I just was like, ugh, this isn't
it's
for
like
me.
You know, the suspension of disbelief was no longer there. what happened was my youth pastor left his wife and two kids for our 18-year-old drummer.
What?
In the youth band. And it was one of those things where it was like, fuck, come on, dude. I got a crush on her, you know?
Yeah.
She was a cute
girl that played drums.
Cute girl that played drums.
Who's not going to have
brown
a crush
curly
on.
Hair. I was into it.
How old was he?
Oh, man. Late 20s, early 30s. I mean, he was like a dude with a family.
Yeah.
And then the thing, this is already too much. I think you could probably hear the saltiness in my voice. And if my parents are listening, they've been listening.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry for this, but like, it really just left such a bad taste in my mouth, because he also went back to, he went like, this is like for like 6 months to a year that he left his wife. And then he wised up. He like, first of all, he can never preach again. He lost his license. And then the Wesleyan Church will never have him.
They take your license away?
Oh, yeah. They'll take it away for doing something like that.
It's weird to me to think about like having a license to preach, when to me it's like, I just don't believe in that. So it's like.
Oh, yeah. It's like you
like a license for wizardry.
Get a certification. I don't care what yeah, it takes to.
Yeah. Anyway, so he lost his license.
Lost his license. And he was working at Rent-A-Center for a little bit. But he ended up wising up and then bringing up the girl, or she broke up with him or whatever, and then went back to his wife. And then the thing that blows my mind, that frustrates me so hard, is that she took him back.
Really?
Yeah. And then they've got like another kid or two.
So he left his wife for a year with an 18-year-old drummer.
Yes.
That drummed in the worship band.
In the worship band.
And then after a year came
the holiest
back.
Of holies, if you will.
And then came back to his wife after a year.
Yeah.
And now they have another new child.
Yeah, but this, I mean, at this point, this has been 10 years.
Yeah, it must be.
No, even more than that, because I was just entering high school.
Jesus.
So I was like a freshman in high school.
What happened to the girl?
I have no idea.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like, for her, especially, like, this is why it's, like, bullshit for women, too, you know? Because I'm sure, like, his wife, like, reluctantly takes him back or whatever. But that girl has, like, a scarlet letter on her face for forever.
And
you
it
know?
Was a, and it, this was in Hickory, too. So it was, like, a small-ish community. I mean, it's, there's still, like, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand people in Hickory. So it's, like, not, but it's, like, if you're around, especially in the Catawba area, it's
yeah,
like,
you know,
yeah. If you're in that social sphere, then you know. Also, it's like such a bullshit thing, because it's like she has a scarlet letter, but it's like an abuse of power on his part. He is a man in a position
of
power.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
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 It's for sure. You can't, it's the 18-year-old girl's idea. Like, yeah. Leave your wife, you know, like.
She's not, yeah, she's in love at that point.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Yeah.
It's the difference between, like, using, like, sex to get love and love to get sexed. I read that once somewhere in a book about not having premarital sex. So maybe not the most reliable authorship.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy was like, men use sex to get love and women use love to get sex.
Really?
Yeah, that was his. It was somewhere along the lines of him trying to be like, don't have sex before marriage.
Oh.
So
yeah, I didn't quite get the men use love to get sex. What a fatalistic view of men.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like a weak view of women.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't care about them. I just want to.
Yeah, but it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so hell.
Anyway, hell.
Nailed
what?
It.
Yeah, man, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Do you.
I don't know. That's not really an excuse to. That doesn't take the onus off me to believe or not believe, though.
No, but that'll, like, shatter your view of a thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
You probably would have drifted away from it at some point anyway.
Now I just have a really convenient excuse.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Like, I didn't have any, like, scandal like that that, like, turned me off from it, but it was just, like, a gradual.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it. Really, I was talking to Garmin about it. I want to write, like, I got to just stop talking about it and do it, but I would like to write, like, some sort of play or, like, script about just youth group in general, because I think it's, like, so fascinating. And
yeah, I'm sure that, you know, I was just listening to, what's it, Jonathan Van Ness from The New Queer Eye.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the one with the long hair.
Yeah, he's so great.
We
have not talked about The New Queer Eye, but that show is
fucking good.
Amazing.
I've only watched the first episode, and it alone, endless praise for me, just based on the first episode.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely.
But Jonathan Van Ness has a great podcast. I forget the name of it. Really good podcast. They're like half an hour, and it's such a good podcast. I can't find it. You just look it up. I know you shouldn't be plugging another show on your own show, but yeah. It's a great
especially
podcast.
Not for them. I'm just kidding.
You mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, Sam?
I'm kidding, Jordan.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the? What are you talking about? The.
Tell me about the podcast.
The gays. it's gay. It just what I was going to say was I'm sure youth groups and even churches to some extent hit a couple of the notes or a couple of the check marks for qualifying for a cult. And I thought of that because Jonathan Van Ness sits down with a cult expert and there is a checklist of like this is what you can consider a cult. These are like the points that you know if you want to. You know, just run a diagnostic of a group and be like, is this a cult? And like, well, there's a couple points you can run by them. But the point where it gets from like creepy group a la AA or something like that into cult territory is when you start seeing like massive abuse and stuff like that.
Oh,
that's where it gets
characters. Massive abuse.
Yeah.
Of a cult.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not even talking into the microphone now.
So I'm sure that youth groups like kind of exemplify several of those points.
Cults are fucking fascinating to me.
So fascinating.
Yeah.
Did you watch, I forgot it, but the Rajneeshis and
no, actually, Wild Wild you Country. Know what? I spoke too soon because I tried to watch that twice, fell asleep in the
that's
first episode.
Right.
Both times. I should give it another shot.
I think I would love to do that as a Halloween costume. They wear all red.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be dope.
You want to just wear all red together?
Yeah. You already got the shoes for it.
Jordan.
Great. Now I can't wait to hear you be self-conscious about it for the next 6 hours.
Yeah. Jordan.
No, although those are like a little bit too thin.
And a little bit too thin. God damn it, Jordan. we're talking about fashion up top. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're talking about Queer Eye. It came full circle.
It did come, yeah. Thank you so much. I don't think
come full circle. Came. Come. Gay. Gay come.
What are you talking about, Sam? Sam, what are you talking about? The gays?
How did we get to... That guy's great, though. He also did... This is really cool. And what I think I love most about that guy is he did a... I believe it was a LGBTQ showcase at Caroline's, and our good friend
Connor Cregan was on it. Yeah,
I got to do it, and I think I heard he cleaned up. Like I heard he did really well. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. So good for Connor.
Connor's so funny. Yeah.
He's great. He's so funny.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know. How are you feeling? How's your health?
Pretty good. I think good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Other than the throw up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Melissa say when you threw up?
She didn't even know. I had to tell her later.
What did she say when you told her?
She laughed. And she was like, are you sick? And I was like, no, I think I just overate. I gorged myself. Yeah.
Does she know that you gave her your shirt not because she was cold, but also not solely because she was cold, but also because...
Oh, she knows.
You ate your way out of
she
it?
She knows. Because there was a point where she looked over where the shirt was unbuttoned, where I was very well put together for the night.
Uh-huh.
And then she looked over and she was like, are you drunk or very full? And I was like, definitely both. A lot of wine. A lot of wine. And food. You know what? Maybe I was a little bit drunk.
I'm sure you were a little bit drunk. Yeah. But, yeah, you get too full, you just got to get it out.
The thing I'll say about getting drunk on a Friday night is that if you don't drink Saturday night, you have the most incredibly long weekend. I love it. It's so great.
What do you mean? Like
Friday night, you get hammered. Okay. Saturday night, you nurse the hangover. You just chill. Don't do anything. Saturday night, you go into Saturday night, chill, and you're like, I get to do this all day tomorrow, too. And I love it.
So it's like you have like a day and a half of chilling.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you only, instead of going out Saturday night, go out Sunday night. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that does make sense that you get to chill on Sunday because, as we all know, the week doesn't start until Monday.
No. It starts on, God deemed it on Sunday.
No.
God, I don't believe
God rested on Sunday because that was the end of his week.
Oh, no.
On the seventh day, he rested, Jordan. God, I can't believe I have to just teach you about the Bible. It's probably because you left so early. You know, you didn't really get all the details.
Did I ever tell you I was in Bible Quest?
I bet we're about to say the exact same thing, but explain to me what Bible Quest
was. It
was
a battle of the books for the Bible.
Battle of the books?
Oh, you didn't. Oh, Battle of the Books was a competition. It was an academic competition every school year, and you and your team were responsible for reading all the books on the list that were in contention. Uh-huh. And then together you and your team go to competitions and then the
quizzing.
Judges they'll quiz you.
So it was Bible quizzing.
It was Bible quizzing.
I also did.
Did you do
Bible
that?
Bible quizzing.
Oh, yeah. That's so great.
Tell me all about it because we need to compare notes.
It was great. I was team captain.
You were team captain?
I was team captain. I think mostly because I was the oldest one.
How old were you?
25. I was like, what was I? I was a freshman or sophomore and everybody else is in middle school. So, But we won regionals. Went on to state.
You went to the state championships?
I did.
For Bible quizzing?
Yes, I did. We won. There was a girl on our team, the youth pastor's daughter. So it was me, my good friend, who was the youth pastor's son, new youth pastor at this point, different youth pastor. Much awesome guy. He had a fake eye who would take it out and pretend that he lost it all the time, especially while he was driving. It was so funny. I loved it. He was a terrible driver in the church van. But me, my buddy Robbie, his son, and then the youth pastor's son, and then his Robbie's sister, the youth pastor's daughter, she was on. She, God bless her, she was not the smartest girl, and she was on it because Pastor Curtis wanted her on there. But she only remembered one Bible verse, and that was John. It was the shortest verse in the Bible. John. Jesus wept.
Oh yeah,
and I forgot the. What the chapter, the verse and chapter of it. The winning question that took us to state was Jesus wept. You couldn't have written it better if
and
it
she
were
got
a movie.
It.
She nailed it. Yeah.
Oh man.
She nailed it. She cried. We won.
She cried. Oh,
she
that's
cried.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Jesus wept. And so did that stupid little girl.
Oh,
my God. So I'm so sorry. That's so
the way you
funny.
Said, I mean, it's so dismissive, but so did that stupid little girl. That's funny. But
yours is so much more exciting than mine.
We won, and then we each got $300 in scholarship money to Southern Wesleyan University.
Oh wow! Which you didn't use because you didn't go.
No way.
That's how they try to rope you in.
Yep. $300. That'll get us there.
And then you went to state. How was state?
We lost, Pat. It was bad. State was actually in at Southern Wesleyan University.
How old were you when this happened?
I mean, was it at 14 or 15?
14, 15.
So what's yours? What's your deal?
Mine was just like...
is there any water in that?
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Please. I was probably younger than you, probably like 12 or 13. And I was on it with two other people. It was my friend's older sister, Betsy Stewart, who I had a mad crazy crush on. And she's very nice. And then it was this kid, Greg Bishop, who I can't very sweet person. No, Greg Bishop? I can't remember what his last name was, but he was you can't go to enough lengths to describe just a little Christian virgin he he always was and probably will forever be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a kid that was so sheltered by his parents. Yeah. Only child, you know? And you could read it on him. And so sheltered by his parents that you were just like, oh my God, I can't, I just don't know what's, and to this day, I don't know what happened to him when he went out into the real world. I mean, he must have just been shattered by so many people just swearing in front of him and spitting, and he was just scandalized by it.
What's he up to now? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably something in or around the church.
Oh, yeah.
Or probably
church adjacent.
Church adjacent.
God adjacent.
Yeah. And just, it was me, him, and my friend's older sister, and we were laughably bad. Greg was good. We were very bad. I got one question right in the whole entirety of the time that I did it. And the guy just said, answer this. Who's Grace? According to chapter blank, verse blank. Who's? And I just stood up because he stood up to make the buzzer go off. And I just guessed God's grace. And he was like, you got it. That is the only question I ever guessed on. I remember our coaches were these two college age girls who I loved so much. They were so nice, but I just didn't read the fucking Bible.
You had two college girls in it?
Yeah, college age girls were our coach. And
okay.
Yeah, and they at some point they just started begging us. They were like, just stand up, just ask. You guys are just sitting through these. You gotta stand up. And so I just would stand and not get anything right. My friend's sister's got some stuff right because she's kind of bookish. And read a little bit, but mostly it was just Greg who did fine, but, you know, one man can't do everything.
my thing, and it was also my thing in, it wasn't book club, it was like Quiz Bowl or something, I forgot the name of it, but I did it in school as well, mm-hmm. And my thing was that I would never read all the books. I would never read all the books.
Yeah.
I would skim. I would skim quite a bit. I would get bits and pieces here and there. And so because of that, I would be able to just like, I was so lucky, but I was able to like nail these really niche questions where if you had read the whole book, there's no way you would have remembered this tiny minute thing because you've retained have to retain too much knowledge.
Yeah.
So there was a girl, Ariana, who was, this is in high school, I was team captain in, it was in middle school, it's not high school, it was in middle school. She was fucking so pissed at me. This is a girl that never missed a single day of school. Period.
Yeah.
So like elementary, middle, high school. And she got an award when we graduated and all this stuff. And she was like super book smart, but also like in with the popular kids.
Yeah.
And then so when I got named team captain, it was just like in like a movie when like the idiot gets a reward in the face of people who deserve it way more than he does. And sure enough, but that was my thing. It was like I would always remember these like really small things in the book. So I would be able to answer these questions that nobody else could answer. But in the grand scheme of things, like if there were 10 questions, Ariana would be able to answer 9 of them. Like the rest of the team just knew that I was bullshitting my way through it.
Yeah.
And then I was still named team captain, which was, To illustrate what I mean, the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, the first book is divided up into, or the Lord of the Rings is divided up into 3 books within that one book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that to mean that it's just 3 separate sections within that book. Mm-hmm. I literally emailed my teacher and was like, do we have to read all 3 sections of this book, or can we just read book 1? And she's like, no, this is all one book. You need to read the whole thing. So.
Cool story. Man.
What a fucking bitch.
You did Bible quizzing too. I can't believe it.
Yep.
My God.
Well, what are we sitting at?
We're sitting at 50 minutes right now, bruh.
Seems like, do we want to talk about tall, big, who are nice?
Oh. Tall, big, who are nice.
We had a conversation. Maybe we go out on this. We had a conversation in the car on the way here.
We're talking about a friend of ours and likability. And I said,
what I said was, he gets booked. He gets sneaky booked, meaning he does a lot of really good shows.
Do you want to keep that part in? Because I feel like this is not nice to our friend.
No, because I think I'd tell him this.
I feel like
I would tell him
off unflattering to him when actually I like him so much.
Well, we've talked about too much already that you can't edit it out.
I
would say this to his face. And I would say, I think he's so funny. And he is. I consider him a very good friend of mine and ours.
Okay.
And he gets sneaky booked. He's like not around
when
a lot.
When you say sneaky booked, it makes it sound shitty.
I know. And I, if you're listening, man, and you know who you are, I don't mean it shitty at all. I think that's the great thing. That's what makes him so likable too. Is that he would, if he listens to this, he would laugh along. He'd be like, you know what? He's not wrong. So we were just talking about this guy.
Yeah.
I mentioned he gets sneaky booked, and then you said, you know what?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to edit this out? Because this sounds shitty.
No. Because I said that I think he's so funny. But also, I think that a big part of being booked is likability. People like
him. That is it. Yeah, yeah.
And I said,
are you an actual person?
He is an extremely likable guy. And I said, I have a theory about this.
About likable. Yeah.
Because he is a tall, bigger guy.
Yes.
And he is so sweet. And there's something about, and I don't think this is just me, but I definitely have this. If you are a tall or just a large man, like tall and big or just tall, and like if you could physically dominate most anybody that you meet, but you are kind and very gracious, it makes me like you so much.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
it's something to do with like, I know what you could be and you're not that.
And you're not.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because I remember distinctly in college meeting a handful of football players who we didn't hang out with, but I remember they were like a couple groups of friends removed, but we would end up at parties with these guys, and they would just start being drunken cunts.
Oh,
and I would just be like, this is a nightmare, because these men are giants, and they'll do whatever they want, and nobody can stop them.
Yeah, nobody's going to stop them. Yeah.
So if I meet any kind of person of that size who is just very kind, I'm like, God, what a hero you are, you know. You're just really doing it.
Yeah. So it's just the tall, big guys, big people who are nice.
Yes.
And then in comparison, the opposite of that is like the trope of short guys with chips on their shoulders.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's why, yeah, and why it's less meaningless, where it's like, if you're a short guy and you're nice, it's like, yeah, you're nice because you have to be, you short little freak. Yeah. But if, and then if you're short and you're mean, it's like, ugh, well, good luck.
The crazy thing about Central America is, and I used to joke about it with this girl that I was friends with in Charlotte, because she's from El Salvador,
uh-huh.
and then her, so it was 2 close friends of mine, they're from El Salvador, and then one couple couple of years ago, I went down and visited her. And we used to joke about it because the people in Guatemala are incredibly short.
Really?
And she was just we would joke around about the women in Guatemala, about how they're just like all the people in Guatemala. It's a very mountainous country. We just call them like these like short, squat mountain trolls of mm-hmm. people. And then they are like, it seems so wrong. But I've been there. So it's like,
yeah,
it's so true. But.
Do you wonder if it's the, and I don't want to judge Guatemala as a country because I don't know enough about it, but I am guessing that it is slightly more of a third world country, at least than the U.S., correct?
Oh, I think so. It's, yeah, yeah. I think it teeters on that brink of third world, first world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
one of those countries where there are, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a country that's not like this in the world, but it's one of those countries where like the major cities, first world.
Uh-huh.
Country, third world.
Yeah.
Like the disparity between the
yeah,
two.
Yeah,
is,
it drops off
yeah, yeah.
sharp.
Pretty hard.
I remember talking to my dad once about that because he's like a doctor, and I was just, well, and just because he's also my dad. You know, you just ask, isn't that weird when you're a kid and you just have to ask your parents questions and maybe they don't know at all?
Yeah.
But I was reading a book about.
You're the only people I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello, authority figures for no reason. But I think I was reading a book about like some historical figure, and it was talking about how like this person stood at like 5'9" and they were a giant for their time, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember asking him like, why are we bigger now than we were then? And my dad, maybe it was an educated guess, but he was just like, it's nutrition. Like when you, like in the past, like people just weren't well, fat, weren't well
yeah, yeah,
cared
yeah.
for, didn't know enough about what's good for the human body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I wonder if that in certain third world countries that also plays a part in that. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know enough, but I'm like, I'm sure it probably has a lot to do with crossbreeding too, right?
Oh, sure.
That
oh,
like,
or
there are like notorious.
You mean inbreeding? Or do you mean crossbreeding?
I mean. Well, no, crossbreeding would denote amongst across species. I think I mean inbreeding amongst different civilizations.
I think it's crossbreeding because isn't inbreeding like within
a
genetic
a
pool?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're all human Homo sapiens, so like, isn't that the same gene pool? Hillary?
Yeah, Hillary. No, because inbreeding is like you're too closely related to the people that you're mating with. So
I don't mean inbreeding.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I do mean inbreeding, but in that sense, that's not what I mean. I just mean like, you know.
I love how ambitious our conversations are in intelligence and how they get so stupid so quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're talking about like, I guess, kind of high level things.
We
but
have lofty goals.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor follow through.
Yeah, we're really swinging for the fences on this. And then we got caught up on crossbreeding versus inbreeding.
We're not idiots because we're not talking about like chemtrails or, you know, government conspiracies.
Yeah.
We're talking about smart things. We just have none of the base level knowledge to back it up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about traditionally short, you know, like East Asian like societies or peoples mating with traditionally tall Northern European.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of breeding I'm talking about. So crossbreeding?
I think it's crossbreeding.
Crossbreeding,
yeah.
Right, yeah. 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 Nutrition sounds pretty good to me, too.
Also, breeding, though, it makes it sound like somebody's putting them in a stable.
And yeah.
Like, get at it. Get in there. Breed.
Yeah.
Make some new ones. Ugh, God. What was I going to say?
So, James Nichols, really good.
James, love you.
Love you, man.
Great guy.
I hope he's not
mad about that.
No.
No, I got to take this out.
Every show he gets is deserved.
I got to take this out. We're sitting in about 58 minutes, man.
I think we're good, man.
Yeah. This was a fun one.
This was a good one.
This was, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. To give you guys a peek behind the curtain, this was the first episode that we've ever done that we just went off, literally, off the board.
Off the board.
We wrote down like two things and we were like, you know what, let's just get started and keep talking.
Really just launched into it.
I feel like this was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the great thing about our podcast is that you get meta commentary on how we think the podcast is.
Yeah.
during the podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're not even done with the podcast and we're already commenting on it.
Yeah. Do you know how other podcasts, like, sometimes you listen to it and you're like, do they even know that this is stupid? But us, we're like, I think it might be stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
That's maybe our greatest strength.
We don't even qualify it with an I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
All right. Well, you know, check us out on tour.
Yeah, guys.
Next time we put an episode out, we're going to be putting one out from the road, as we've discussed.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll have Jared on.
Have Jared on. Maybe, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a couple other guests along the way. You
I'd
know?
Love it, yeah. So many people. We could really rack them up while we're on the road.
Absolutely we can.
Yeah.
All right. How you feel?
I feel good.
I feel good too, man.
I'm going to take a car home.
Ooh, yeah, bad boy. Mm-hmm. And again, guys, get after us all social media. Add up your butt pod. Up your butt pod @gmail.com. Send us your questions, comments, concerns. We love hearing from you. It really, truly makes our day.
Yep.
I forgot to tell you, we should shout out your dad. One, because we owe him a kitchen magnet.
Thank you, Larry Michael Prey.
But also,
love you, Dad.
He forwarded an article about the former owner of the Serpentarium. Which I have yet to read. I was going to forward it to you.
You didn't? Okay.
But
he Googled it.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll maybe we'll do that next time. We'll read the true story behind the Serpentarium.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
You have to forward that to me so I can read it on the way home.
Absolutely. But thank you, Aaron. And also can't wait to meet you. You know.
Yeah. No. Well, you won't meet him.
I won't.
You're going to meet Jeff.
I'm going to meet Jeff.
I have two dads.
I'm going to meet the other one?
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. Over it.
We're going to meet Jeffrey Scott Huggins. Same initials as me.
No.
Fucking sicko. Sicko.
Well, I'm excited to meet either one.
All right.
All right. Well, great job, man. I love you.
Love you, bud.
All right.
Later, idiots.
Bye, bedheads.